RTE2FM. Now, most people's eyes will roll into the back of their heads at the thought of having to look at into their health insurance. And even if you have a day set aside and a plan in mind, it can be an absolute minefield and pretty overwhelming for most of us. Well, I am delighted to say that is not the case for expert Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie. And he joins me on the phone now to answer all your queries on the subject. You can get those in as well still on 51552. Just let us know what plan you're on or what plan you're looking at. Dermot, good morning. How are you?
Not bad, Afric, not bad.
Good. Listen, can we start first of all with the recent price increase? Why is the cost of health insurance increasing and how much is it going up by?
Yeah, so no good news here now, I'm afraid, for people. So basically all the rates have gone up since the 1st of January. So Irish Life went up by an average of 5%, Irish Life Health. And then VHI followed with a 4.8% average there on the 1st of March. Mm. And just last weekend, Laya increased their rates by an average of 4.4%. Now, I hate, I suppose, telling people that they have price increases coming their way, but we were expecting this, Afric, because Everybody knows all the costs are going up and all the new procedures and people are now getting robotic procedures done for partial knee replacements and all these things that are coming on stream, and we all want to be covered for them. So we were expecting 5%. However, what people are now shocked to find is that whilst the insurance companies tell everybody it's an average of 5%, a lot of plans are going up by 10%.
Oh,
some really good plans. And that's what's really, I think, setting people back. So, like, for example, Laya have a great plan called Simply Connect Plus, really, really good cover.
Okay.
And that plan went up by 10%. So people are working out 5% and they're expecting that. And then, you know, like a retired couple on that plan or two adults will have to find another €300 to pay for that plan. So I think that's really what's upsetting people, that the average is really not the actual increase that's coming their way.
So it must be, people are getting huge frights, obviously, when, you know, they may have expected a certain amount of increase, but it's turning out to be, in some cases, a lot more than what they expected. What do you recommend people do in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, what I would say to anybody, well, first of all, don't accept 10% at all, right?
Yeah.
Like the insurance companies love people who just let it roll over, what we call auto-renewal. So, you know, at the very least, all you have to do is simply phone up your insurance company and just tell them, listen, I don't have another €300. So let's assume you want to keep your cost to what it was last year.
Mm.
Just sit back and say to the insurance company, okay, tell me what the closest equivalent plan is that fits my budget for last year, and just sit back and let them do the heavy lifting. So the people who get onto the insurance companies and who kind of put them under pressure to get them a better deal, actually they get better deals.
Okay.
And then the next thing is, if they say, well, here's another plan you should look at, you know, then the next question is, great, now tell me, how does that plan compare to what I currently have? What am I losing? What am I gaining?
Yeah.
And in most cases, there's only minor differences. And to be fair to the insurance companies, and look, we're not a spokesperson for them now, Afric, but there are plans there that didn't go up at all.
Okay.
I mean, Laya have a Connect Simplicity. Irish Life have the four, or the health guide schemes. VHI have a plan called PMI 710. Those plans didn't go up at all in 2023. So if you get on and put them under pressure and ask the right questions, you know, to be fair to the insurance companies, if you put them under pressure, they will come back with alternative plans. And for most people, those alternatives are all they need. And they can save a small fortune and they can avoid those price increases completely.
Okay, that's really important to remember, that there are options there, but you have to kind of engage. You have to do a little bit of work in terms of shopping around and stuff like that. Dermot, we were inundated with people sending their questions in to 51552. So if you don't mind, if it's okay with you, we'll get through as many as we can. I'll kick
Absolutely.
It off here. Brilliant. We got loads in from people who are taking out their first policy. So is there a policy that you'd recommend, first of all, for first-time buyers who are single?
Yeah, so what I would say to anybody, first of all, who's thinking of joining, decide on your budget. Before you phone any insurance company, just sit down and work out, well, how much can I afford to pay on this? And then all you do then after you phone them up, and for example, you might say, like, I've €950, which is a lot of money, by the way.
Yeah.
And you just simply say, right, what's the best plan that you have for €950? And then the insurance companies will have to find you a plan that fits that. And for example, Laya have a plan called Signify 960. Irish Life have a plan called Benefit Access 300. It's also about 960. And VHI have a plan called Enhanced Care 350. And that's once again about 960. Now, some people might say, that's a massive amount of money. But what they need to realize is those plans cover public and private hospitals. And a day case procedure, like one day case procedure in a private hospital, like let's just say, you know, you damage your knee and you have to get a cortisone injection, or you've got a stomach complaint, you have to get a gastroscopy. Like, Afric, those procedures cost close to €1,500 one procedure. So, you know, that's why I would encourage anybody who's thinking of joining, well, they're the kind of plans we'd suggest you look at. Or if somebody just wants to get on the ladder, and maybe mom and dad are getting them off their family policy, so they need to take out their own. Like, you can start with the basic policies, and there's policies there for about €500. First cover scheme with Irish Life, the Public Plus scheme with VHI, or the Assure Protect with Leia. They all start from around €500. Okay. And they will cover every public hospital. And I suppose one word of warning, so to everybody out there now who's 34 years of age, who's about to turn 35.
I was going to ask you about this. Yeah, this is the loading. Or
that's right. Yeah, this is the loading. So, you know, now I wished I was still 35, Rafi, but here's the thing. If you are 35 or over, they're going to hit you with an extra 2% for every year over that. So I would encourage anybody who's in around that age, you know, even take out a basic plan, because otherwise you'll pay a loading for nothing just because you're joining at an older age.
Okay. Those, for first time, people who are taking out health insurance for the first time, those policies you mentioned there, mainly for single people, maybe people who are getting booted off their parents' insurance or whatever it is, how did those policies change if they're married or if they have children, or, you know, if they're very active and they play a lot of sport?
Yeah, so here's the thing. You see, every health insurance plan, and there's over 330, every plan is for an individual, or it's for a family, or it's for children.
Sure.
So, you know, I would say once again to all of your listeners, don't be misled by plans that have the name family in it, right?
Okay.
Because effectively every plan is a family plan, right?
Okay.
Now, like, you know, I know that a lot of younger people in particular, you know, funds are tight and health insurance is probably way down their list of priorities. But like, for example, you mentioned people who are into sports, you know, like think of it like this. If you get a sports injury, you want to be able to go to the sports clinic or to the Beacon Hospital or the Hermitage. You want to be able to get in straight away and get sorted so you're back playing again, or get your MRI scans and go to see consultants. Like, that's why you need to have a good mid-level plan. Now, I'm going to suggest people spend a little bit more money now, Afric, because people may have heard of these corporate plans. So think of all the companies in the country who pay health insurance. So if you're lucky enough to be one of these companies, they'll pay your health insurance for you. They get the best deals from the insurance companies. So really good corporate plans cost around €1,200, but they now give you 50% back on all your outpatient expenses. So every time you go to a physio, you see a consultant, you get an x-ray, or you go for routine dental treatment, those plans give you 50% back. So I would suggest anybody right now, let's just say somebody has plenty of money, right? And they want to invest in their health insurance, right? The plans they should check out: Health Guide 1 from Irish Life Health, PMI 5210 from VHI, or the Inspire scheme from Leia. They all cost just a little over €1,200. Okay. Now, those plans are fantastic schemes. Like, and I have to say this to people, you kind of have to say to yourself, if you get sick, if you have an accident, you know, am I adequately covered? On those plans, you absolutely are. It's a bit like buying your new car. Do you put third-party insurance on it, or do you put fully comprehensive? Those plans are fully comprehensive. So in an ideal world, €100 a month is kind of the guideline to make sure you've got good cover. But there are plans to suit everybody's budget. And I'd advise anybody, I think, never phone up the insurance company and say you're thinking of joining, because they'll sell you the most expensive plan. Tell them. And some of your listeners now are thinking, it's crazy to tell the insurance companies what your budget is. But the beauty with health insurance is all the prices are fixed. So, you know, they won't charge Dermacood €900 for a plan and charge somebody else €800 for the same plan.
Yes.
The prices are fixed. So phone them up, tell them your budget, tell them where you live, tell them everything that's important to you, and then they will basically find a plan that fits that budget for you. And if you're happy with what they give you, great. If you're not, just phone the other two insurance companies and repeat the same process.
That's brilliant. So I'd actually just remind people as well, that because there's a lot of, obviously you've a lot of policy names and stuff in there which might be hard to catch. So the show will be available on podcast after this in case you don't catch all the names and numbers first time round. I'm going to listen back to it. You should listen back to it as well. Dermot, someone has texted in here and said, I'm a 27-year-old female with a medical card. Do I need health insurance also?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Now, what I would say is that the two of them are completely separate. So hang on to your medical card as long as you can, because that will pretty much get you free GP and, well, nearly free prescriptions.
Yeah.
And when you go into a public hospital, there's no charge. But you're still a public patient. And here's the issue. You know, people often ask me, do I need private health insurance? And it's really a personal choice. But if you want to be able to skip the queues and not maybe be put on a waiting list to get something done in the public hospital, if you want to choose which doctor you go to and which hospital, and for a lot of busy people, when you go in, then you really need to have health insurance. But if that, you know, if those points aren't a priority for you, then maybe you don't need health insurance. And a 27-year-old obviously won't get hit with the loadings until they turn 35. The only other thing, Afric, as well, these are insurance policies. So, for example, if I'm a healthy 27-year-old and I join now, I'm on cover pretty much straight away.
Okay.
But if I wait, let's just say I have a sports injury at the weekend and I join after that, I'm now joining with an existing condition.
With an injury,
that means it won't be covered for the next 5 years in hospital.
Okay.
So I know it seems counterintuitive, particularly for younger people, but the time to take out these policies is when you're healthy,
because
if something happens, you're on cover straight away. I would suggest they consider taking out some type of insurance, but hang on to the medical card. And by the way, they don't lose the medical card if they take out private health insurance.
Okay.
That's theirs to keep as well.
That's really important for people to know, people who have medical cards, I think, as well. So let's do another one here. What would you say some of the common mistakes are that you see first-time members making?
Yeah, so, well, there's, look, typical insurance policies, there are lots of pitfalls. So, for example, a lot of people, when they join as new members, they don't familiarise themselves with these waiting periods, you know, and they go into hospital maybe a few months later, they don't check everything with the insurance company, and then their claim is declined. So, you know, the one thing I would say to everybody, rather than trying to remember everything that Dermot Good has said or whatever policy they were sold, if ever you have to get anything done, Afric, you just phone the insurance company and you tell them everything. So let's just say you're with a consultant tomorrow and they say, right, Dermot, you've got a bad back. I'm going to give you an injection or whatever. We'll bring you in a week's time. All you do is say, great, what's the procedure code? You phone up the insurance company with the name of the consultant, the procedure code, and the name of the hospital, and now they'll tell you exactly if you're fully covered or not. Even if you're only getting an MRI scan done, like, the insurance companies don't cover all the MRI scan facilities, but if you phone up and make sure that whoever you're going is on their list, you just produce your membership card and your MRI is fully covered.
Wow, okay.
So that's typically, if people follow those two bits of advice, they're not going to get into difficulty. Other typical things that we come across, like a lot of people maybe who are planning families, they think that maternity cover it's fully covered. It's never fully covered on these policies. You only get about roughly 50% back. And by the way, if you go public for maternity services, there are no charges whatsoever, you know, so people need to bear that in mind. People often wonder, do we need to insure young children? You know, we would always say yes if you can, because, okay, for children, it's not really about private or semi-private rooms. It's about getting them in straight away. And you get children waiting 6-8 months for tonsillectomies when, if they had insurance, they could probably get in within maybe 3 or 4 weeks. So they're the typical things. But really, the most important thing, anybody right now who has insurance or thinking of joining, you know, no matter what you may have to get done, don't rely on what your doctor tells you or your friend. Check everything with the insurance company. And if they tell you you're covered, it's recorded and it'll be paid regardless.
Brilliant. Another one, Dermot, for you here. I'm just going to squeeze a couple more in while I have you, if that's okay. Someone texted in here and said, this is an interesting question. My boyfriend works for a multinational company. He's on a great corporate health plan. Can I get the same plan even though I don't work for the company?
Absolutely.
Great.
And that's the key thing now. So for example, first of all, it might be worth checking out. Some of these multinationals pay for, let's just say, the employee and spouses
and partners.
So that'll test the relationship now to see, will he basically get put them on the policy,
will
right?
He give it
but
up, yeah, yeah.
It's worth asking, right? But even, let's just say, they're not eligible, they can actually phone up the same insurance company and they can ask for the exact same plan by name, and the insurance company will give it to them straight away. They might pay an extra 10% for the policy because they won't get the discount, but they can, of course. And another, for example, Afric, let's just say, you know, that person finds that policy and it's brilliant, and let's just say their parents are in their 70s and they have maybe a really old plan. Their parents can phone up and ask for the exact same policy. Once you ask for it by name, the insurance companies will give it to you. So every plan on the market is available to everybody. Don't be put off by fancy names and, you know, corporate plan, let's just say, descriptions. Doesn't matter what it's called or who it was designed for, everybody can join it.
It's available for you. I want to just have, there's one here, just because I'm conscious of people are really struggling for money at the moment, and the price of everything has gone up. Someone has said, we're a family of four. We're struggling with the cost of everything at the moment. We've shopped around, but we really need to reduce our health insurance costs. Is there any way to reduce the cost?
There are lots of things they can actually do. So the first thing I would say to that family is decide on what your budget is. In other words, how much do you need to get the figure down to? And then all you do is, now there's loads of advisors around the country who will do it for you, or you simply phone up your existing insurer and tell them, this is all I can afford, this is my budget, now what can you give me that fits that budget? And there are plans to fit every budget. Now the other thing I would say, Afrik, as well, like typical tactics, so if you don't have an excess on your policy, putting an excess, that can knock 20% off the bill. You know, Laya Healthcare at the moment is the only insurer that's giving free cover for the second and subsequent child under 18. So if you have two or more children on your policy, you might be able to just pay for the eldest and get the other children for free. So that's another thing that's worth exploring. You know, if you're on the same plan for more than 3-4 years, then you're more than likely overpaying because there's a whole load of new plans that have been launched that you've just missed. But the most important thing for that person, and I will say, to be fair to the insurance companies, they have this lovely term, vulnerable customers. And if anybody is really struggling to pay the premium, just pick up the phone to the insurance company, engage with them, tell them what your budget is, and they will help you rejig your cover to fit that budget. Like, you can split your cover as well. This is a big mistake people make, Afrik. Yeah. I mean, if that family of four, you can have mom and dad on a higher plan, you can put the kids on a much lower plan, you can have everybody on the one policy, all on different plans to suit their needs. Yeah. But the most important thing is, you know, stop worrying about it, get onto the insurance company, tell them your budget, and you'll be surprised exactly what they can do for you.
Dermot, that's fantastic. We have loads more, but just not enough time. If people want, if people listening have other questions for you, where can they contact you?
Yeah, most of the information, Afrik, is on just on the website, totalhealthcover.ie. So there's a free policy search facility there. So, and there's also a kind of a summary. So all the best deals in the market are summarized on the website. So, but you know, hopefully all the information that people will need, they'll find it there. But otherwise, I would say to anybody who's maybe thinking of joining or needs to reduce their costs or maybe thinking of cancelling, you know, or somebody who's on a really old plan, I would say just engage with your insurance company as soon as possible. Even if your renewal was the 1st of April, you still have the 14-day cooling off period. And maybe one last little thing I would say, Afrik, anybody now, see, younger people are great because they're really, you know, open to shopping around and so forth, and they know how to engage with the insurance companies. Older people are terrified of doing this. So I would say to all the younger people now, check out with your mom and dad exactly what policies they have. And if they're on a really old plan or pay more than 1,800 each, you do the review for them because they'll be too afraid to change. But they could make huge savings.
Brilliant. Dermot, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
And talking to us today. As I say it again, the chat's going to be available in podcast after the show. So if you missed any of the policy names or anything like that, you can listen back to it a little bit later on. Thank you, Dermot. That was expert Dermot Good from Total Health Cover. Which is part of the Loughton Insurance Group. Talking to us there and answering your questions on health insurance. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.